Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We have some major updates on OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, and Julius Randle as they're trying to recover and return for the New York Knicks. OG Anunoby is going to be the main focus of this video as he was limited in practice and he's still dealing with elbow inflammation. We're going to break down the latest injury updates and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. OG Anunoby was limited in practice. We also have some injury updates on Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson. But first, let's stick with OG Anunoby. We didn't hear anything about Anunoby for the last few days. We knew he was still recovering from that elbow inflammation, but we didn't hear anything about when he could potentially return, if he returned to practice or anything like that. Well, thankfully, Ian Bagley, an SNY NBA insider, recently spoke to Tom Thibodeau about OG Anunoby, and he gave us the following updates about Anunoby and how he's doing in his recovery. Per Tom Thibodeau, OG Anunoby went through some parts of shoot-around, a positive step toward a return to the court. But Thibodeau says the irritation in Ananobi's surgically repaired elbow still needs to subside further for him to return to the floor. Bagley continues here by stating, OG Anunoby did some shooting during the New York Knicks morning workout. Getting cleared to shoot was a significant step in Ananobi's rehab. And we should mention he returned from surgery on March 12th, and he has missed the past four games with elbow irritation. Shout out to Ian Bagley for giving us these updates about OG Anunoby and how he's doing in his recovery process. And it does sound like it's good news. He did return to practice even though he was limited, but he did start shooting again. And that's a major step for Anunoby in his rehab. So I'm happy to hear that. It does signify that he's close to returning for the New York Knicks and coming back on the court. We do need him, but as of right now, his elbow is still inflamed. It's still causing him issues, still irritating him. So until that goes down and subsides, he's going to still miss games, he's going to continue to be out, and the Knicks are going to have to figure out a way to continue to float by and win games in his absence. And the way they can do that is have phenomenal, huge games from Dante DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson, and Josh Hart. Those three Villanova guys have been helping to carry this Knicks team each and every night to victory. And it's not only them. Isaiah Hartenstein has helped as well too. Deuce McBride has helped as well too. There are a lot of unsung heroes right now for the New York Knicks as they're winning games without their key players. But best believe, a returning OG Anunoby helps the New York Knicks' chances in the postseason and helps them solidify that three seed in the Eastern Conference. Right now, the Knicks are creeping on that third seed held by the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. I think the Knicks can take it. And honestly, I want the Knicks to take it. I would rather the Knicks go against the Pacers, who are currently sixth in the Eastern Conference, than go against the Orlando Magic or have the Philadelphia 76ers jump up or something like that. You never know what could happen. But the higher you go in the Eastern Conference, the better your chances are to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think if the Knicks can steal that third spot from the Cavaliers, they are going to go a long way in proving a point this year to many would-be stars for the offseason. Let's not forget, the Knicks have all of their first-round picks, And the plan still going into the offseason is to make that trade for an all-star or a superstar. And you could go a long way with having a deep postseason run. And I think the Knicks can do that, especially if Anunoby returns. It's good to hear that he's returned to practice. It's good to hear that he's shooting. But again, still limited, still not clear to return to the court for the New York Knicks, and still not available for this Knicks team to help them win more games. But you know what? For right now, it's fine. I would rather have a fully healthy or as healthy as possible OG Anunoby for the final games of the season headed into the postseason than rather get him back now early and do more damage to that elbow. I don't want to take that chance. We have enough injuries. We're dealing with enough as it is already. Right now, the Knicks should continue doing what they've been doing. Float by, try to win as many games as possible, and have these Knick players get as much rest as possible and have them come back from injury as fully healthy as they can be. Because that's the way they're going to help the Knicks, and that's the way. That's the secret to the Knicks having a deep postseason run. We just have to get these players back healthy and fully locked in. But we also have some more injury updates. Shout out to Steph Bondi from the New York Post for giving us the following information about Julius Randle and some other key Knick players. According to Bondi, Julius Randle is doing more, feeling better, but not yet cleared for contact. As we mentioned in the video about Randle that we dropped yesterday, Julius Randle is in the same spot that he was in a few weeks ago. He has not progressed further. He has not moved on to the next step of full contact. He's still doing controlled contact. And even though
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Steph Bondi did mention that Randle's doing more and feeling better. He's still not moved on to full contact yet. And until that happens, we all should be concerned. This is not a regular role player we're talking about. This is our three-time all-star in Julius Randle. Everyone should be concerned about this update. Bondi continues by stating and also basically confirming what Bagley told us earlier, that OG Anunoby was at shoot-around and did some stuff, but is still waiting for his elbow to calm down. According to Bondi, though, Mitchell Robinson is the closest to coming back. More on Robinson in a little bit, but let's continue with Julius Randle. According to Bagley, Julius Randle is feeling good, but hasn't been cleared yet for full contact. Randle's been doing controlled contact, but hasn't been taking live contact. Randle has been in this stage of rehab for weeks. Thibodeau says Randle hasn't had a setback, though. According to Bondi, but even as Randle strengthens the muscles around his shoulder and avoids re-injuring by practicing without contact, there is a high probability of pain when he comes back. The only good thing I can take out of these updates is that Randle's feeling better, he's doing more, and it looks like he could potentially be close to moving on to that next step. But those are the only hopes and dreams I can pull out of these updates. There is nothing else from them because, again, he has still not moved on to that next step of full contact. He needs to do that. Everybody must be concerned until that happens because we have to understand, once you get cleared for full contact, it's not like you return right away. Look at Mitchell Robinson. He returned to practice, started taking full contact last week. Still hasn't returned yet, though. He might be close to returning, but he hasn't returned yet. That means that even after being cleared for full contact, you're likely weeks away at that point in time for returning for the New York Knicks. And we're only a few weeks away from the postseason right now. So everything is pointing to the fact that you're going to see Julius Randle return for this Knicks team in the postseason, unless something unfortunate happens and he does more damage to that shoulder than necessary during practice, and then he has to push up that surgery date a couple of weeks in advance. All I'm saying is, right now, everything is on the table. These updates about Randle are not encouraging. If anything, each and every time I read them or I go over them or I receive them, it makes me more concerned. So let's move on to something a little bit less concerning. Mitchell Robinson, because we mentioned him as well too. And as Steph Bondi noted in his update, he is the closest to returning. And according to ABC7 News, who was there at the media session and heard what Tom Thibodeau stated about Mitchell Robinson, he stated the following. Mitchell is moving quite well. He's cleared for contact and all that. He's going through practices, and so he just needs a little bit more time. But he's doing really well overall. Now that is a positive update. I know you can be concerned about OG Anunoby and his injury, Julius Randle and his injury, but let's take some time and be happy that Mitchell Robinson has not suffered a setback. He is close to returning for the New York Knicks. He's already taking contact. He's doing extremely well, according to Tom Thibodeau. And we are very close, extremely close to getting back our offensive rebounding monster, our defensive juggernaut in Mitchell Robinson. It's going to be scary hours for the NBA and any team going up against the New York Knicks, whether that be during the regular season or definitely during the postseason. Because during the postseason, you got to figure we're going to be even more healthy and have even more depth. So I can't wait till Mitchell Robinson comes back. I wish I could say we're done with the injury report for today, but we're not. His name now newly appearing on the injury report, Bojan Bogdanović, apparently got nicked up against the Detroit Pistons. And Tom Thibodeau mentioned that he just had soreness when he was asked how he was doing after the game. And I don't know if you guys noticed it last night, but during the game, Bogdanović was wearing that recovery tape around his neck. So I don't know if he has soreness around his neck, back spasms, or what's going on. But it was clear he does have some type of issues. He is dealing with something. And now we know, according to Tom Thibodeau, he was nicked up against the game with Detroit. And I don't know exactly what that means, but in classic Tom Thibodeau fashion, he just answered that it was soreness. I'm sure it's more than that, but we're probably not going to know more about Bogdanović until we get closer to tomorrow's game against the Toronto Raptors. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. But as of right now, a number of new Knicks are making the injury report. We already knew about OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, and Julius Randle. All of those guys are likely going to miss the game against the Raptors. But Bogey, he's likely going to be questionable now going into that game. And we already missed Alec Burks the last game. If we miss Alec Burks another game, and we miss Bogey as well too, the Knicks are going to be dealing with even more injuries, and it's going to be even more of that next man up mentality. I don't know what Tom Thibodeau is going to do if that happens. I'm going to be praying for Bogey. I hope he's healthy. I hope he returns soon. And I really hope it's just soreness and nothing too severe. But you never know with the New York Knicks. They never reveal everything all at once, only bits and pieces. I'm sure as we get closer to tomorrow's game, we're going to find out more information, not only about OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson, but about Bogey and Alec Burks as well too. Definitely stay tuned here and make sure you leave a comment below because I want to hear from you guys about how you feel about these injury updates. Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.